This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, August 10. Courage in the midst of hardship. Our reading comes from 1 Peter chapter 4. Therefore, since Christ suffered in his body, arm yourselves also with the same attitude, because whoever suffers in the body is done with sin. As a result, they do not live the rest of their earthly lives for evil human desires, but rather for the will of God. For you have spent enough time in the past doing what pagans choose to do, living in debauchery, lust, drunkenness, orgies, carousing, and detestable idolatry. They are surprised that you do not join them in their reckless wild living, and they heap abuse on you. But they will have to give account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was preached, even to those who are now dead, so that they might be judged according to human standards in regard to the body, but live according to God in regard to the spirit. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be alert and of sober mind, so that you may pray. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers over a multitude of sins. Offer hospitality to one another without grumbling. Each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others, as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. If anyone speaks, they should do so as one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. The Apostle Peter encourages the church not only to anticipate hardship, but to prepare for trials that will inevitably come. One way to do that is to prepare our minds. Through suffering, our confidence can be renewed, knowing that Christ is at work in us. For many of us, the difficult times in life lead to the most powerful testimony of God's presence and work in our lives. Not only are we to prepare our minds, but we must also prepare our hearts to endure the hardship. When Peter writes, "Love covers over a multitude of sins," he's referring to the way our sins affect our relationships with other believers. The Christian life is not about finding faults in one another. It's about mercy and forgiveness. It pleases God when we get along together. How can we do that? We show hospitality, making guests feel welcome and sharing our resources. We serve one another, being good stewards of the gifts God has given to us. We serve and encourage one another as people who speak the very words of God. If we expect to thrive in hard times, it'll require unity and a commitment to live peacefully together. Loving generously also demonstrates our own understanding of the love and mercy of God that we have received. Pray with me. God, give us grace to understand how loving we can be as your disciples, for you have forgiven and loved us, no matter the circumstances. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.